through some things and found this. And I just want to say that my grandmother, McBride, Dad's mom, would be so proud. I ran across this, and it's a certificate. And it says this certifies that James David McBride of St. Stephen Auxiliary is a life member of the Little Light Bearers of the Women's Missionary Society of the Methodist Church, the Little Light Bearers, Light of Life, born at Chapman Hospital, July 21st, 1918. So I just thought that really tied into the fact that he's been so involved with Light of Life and how proud his mother was.
Little Light Bearer at birth, the Big Light Bearer at this time. Thank you. Does anybody else want to have a testimony? Witness.
Oh, I have to say something. I first met Jim what, about 31 years ago, and Marie and Ann at the Good Counsel Friary at a prayer meeting. And every time I'd go, he was always there and always calm and always just steadfast, kind of like a locomotive just going slowly. Never minding about anything else, but his focus was this way and this way, and always on God. And I just want to say that even now it's a pleasure knowing you and Marie and Ann and your whole family, and you're just a treasure, and I appreciate you.
I remember when Irene would come home from some of those Bible sessions. Prayer meeting, Bible session, she had these notes with her, these handwritten notes. And I was like, what are they, Irene?
I don't know.
Go ahead, continue.
I would always ask him, well, where do you find, I didn't know anything about the Bible when I first started, and I would say, well, where do you find this? How do you know what to look up, and how do you know where to find it in the Bible? And he would try to very calmly explain it to me over and over and over. And finally he came in one day with these little sheets that had different things written on them, like baptism in the Spirit or gifts of the Spirit or whatever, you know, and several, about seven pages, all handwritten. And he said, just whenever you want to know any of these questions, it shows you where to look it up. And I still have a few of those sheets, and he was kind enough to make some more of them. And so now I've been sharing them with some college students, and so it goes on and on.
Wonderful reference guide, Jim McBride reference guide. Thank you, Jim.
I remember Jim McBride quieting Father Jude one night at Bible study. Because Jim usually came to Bible study with the Bible, but then, you know, if we were studying Matthew, he would have a book on Matthew with a lot of notes, and you came very, very prepared. And I remember Jude saying something and you flipping through your book and flipping through, you could tell something wasn't sitting right, and you corrected Jude. Jude put up a little bit of a fight, but he knew he was wrong. And he said something back to you, and you just flipped the page and go, wait a minute, and Jude knew he was wrong, and he just backed out very quietly. He didn't do that very often. But to Jim,
once in a lifetime.
Yeah, what's right is right. Here it is.
You know, I think I have to say something.
Yes.
Jim and I go back a long time, Maria. Maria, when I came to Morgantown from Pittsburgh, you came with a gift basket on
one of my...
The welcome wagon. Honest to goodness, and I thought, what a wonderful person, you know. I've always loved Maria for that. But I love this man because I have known him from the very beginning of our prayer meetings, which would be about 35 or so years ago. And talk about faithfulness. We would go to the regional meetings. He was there no matter if it was Parkersburg, Fairmont, Clarksburg, regardless. And he would feel good sometimes, but he was there all the time. You don't know how much it was for me to see you in all these places and gave me that also that desire to be there. A lot of times, you know, I didn't want to be there, but I thought, here's this man committed and goes to all of these meetings. Why shouldn't I? So you've been an inspiration, whether you know it or not, Jim. But I have known him all these years, and I dearly love you, Jim. God bless you. I'm sure that people like Pat and now you have to lift me up.
That seat is so comfy.
Well, I remember meeting you at St. Elizabeth's at the prayer meeting there, and that was a long time ago. I don't know how long ago it was, over 20 years, 25 years or so. And I think the thing, you know, in listening, the thing that I find is that it's a steadfastness. And you said a word, he said humble. There's truly a humility that it's a pillar of steadfastness, and it's all so humble and steady is what I find in you. Always smiling, and it's like Kay said, wherever we would go, Jim would be there. And I think, well, where does he get the energy for all of this? You know, because I'd be, you know, with a family, and I'd think, how does he do all this? You know, but you do. You know, and it obviously was the strength of the Lord who, you know, sustained you, and the love of the Lord that sustained you. And you're all so humble and joyful, and it was so nice to see you on the golf course. Oh my God, he's out here golfing!
So, and I still golf.
I know, I know. So God bless you. Okay. You're a joy to me.
I love to be near her because she sings so beautifully.